On Tuesday, a suicide bomber attacked worshippers marking a Shia holy day at a shrine in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, as Linda Bordoni reports.
The attack coincided with the Shia Muslim festival of Ashura, the most important day in the Shia calendar, and marked with a public holiday in Afghanistan. There was another bombing in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. The incidents came just a day after Afghanistan's president, Hamid Karzai, warned a gathering of international donors and diplomats that terrorism continues to pose a threat to his country.
Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations have been significantly weakened. However, the wider regional dimensions of the terrorist threat have been neglected, and the problem of sanctuaries outside Afghanistan has remained unaddressed. As a result, terrorists continue to wage a vicious war against peace and tranquility. While this remains the case, Afghanistan's stability will continue to be at grave risk.
Tuesday's deadly violence in Kabul and Mazar-i-Sharif appears to be of a sectarian nature, unprecedented in recent Afghan history. Ashura is the climax of Muharram, the month of mourning for the martyrdom of the grandson of Muhammad, the founder of Islam. I'm Linda Bordoni.